select the following some podcast.
Hello and welcome to
Game Select the Following Some Podcast Special.
Yeah, what's it special on?
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, that's right. We are taking a look today at the Star Wars collection. We've played it on the Nintendo Switch. It's the Lego Star Wars collection because the normal Star Wars games, I think, Brody, are probably a bit too old for you, are they, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not a big fan of violence anyway, are you? In the Lego, all they bleed is coins.
Yeah.
Then that's really, you know, in regards to bleeding money.
Yeah.
It's like the Lego characters in Star Wars are just spending money, but except it's coin blood.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about Star Wars. May the 4th be with you, everyone. It's a great game on the Switch, and it showcases all three trilogies, the prequels, the good films, and then the later films, which are okay. It basically goes bad three, great three, mediocre three, in that order, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm still confused by how they didn't order it as the numbers that it is, though.
Yeah, well, what do you mean in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because this is what happens when people decide that they want to make a lot of money from Star Wars fans. Because really, those three films, the middle three in this collection, were perfectly fine and could have been left alone. But then along comes Jar Jar Binks and people that decided, let's make another film. And then another film, and then another film. And we end up with three new films.
They've done what they did with, Sonic Origins. They've,
changed the order. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have. And confused everyone with everything. But it's great for you, because you tried to actually watch the films as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I forced you to.
Yeah.
I sat you down in front of the TV, like a Clockwork Orange. I went, watch Star Wars! And you weren't particularly interested in C-3PO and R2-D2's adventures, because you were only about two. The Lego collection is really suitable for you. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And playing through it then, in your estimation, and as a celebration of everything Star Wars this weekend, what's your favourite Star Wars set of films? Is it the first three, if that makes sense? The first three being the Jar Jar Binks trilogy, or is it the middle three, which is like the classic original Luke Skywalker three, or is it the newer three ones, which has Rey in?
I like the one where Anakin becomes Darth Vader.
Yeah, so believe it or not, you actually like the first three, the one with Jar Jar Binks, because you've got the pod racer, haven't you? In the game, it does the nice pod racing, which is quite well done in the Lego games. You get to do the Lego chase and the Lego race, and then it gives you all the cutscenes. And then as you go through those first three, quite quickly actually, they really do progress through the stories quite fast on the game, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they show you Anakin becoming the evil
Darth Vader.
I'm sorry if that's a spoiler for anybody out there. It shouldn't be, because it's about 30 years old, but you never know. We haven't got any of the DLC packs, and they've not gone on sale this week. And we've got the base game, which is currently £12 on the eShop.
Why does all the people have to begin with Darth, basically?
Yeah, Sidious, Darth Vader, Darth Maul.
Why is Kylo... Then there's just Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren?
Yeah, but why is he like the only not Darth?
Because he's a cool dude, isn't he? He's the cool one that they tried to make cool and hip, man. So we haven't got any of the DLC packs, because I was hoping they'd gone on sale, like I said, but they haven't. Hopefully they do, because I think that will bulk up the game. But we also have a lot of Lego Star Wars actual Lego in the house, don't we?
Yeah. You've built quite a big ship one. What was that one?
Big ship. Was not just a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah. And I haven't got like the Death Star or anything like that, or the Millennium Falcon. I mean, they're super expensive sets. One day, maybe I will own one of them.
And they're also going to take a while. Our table... I'm pretty sure the Death Star might be like...
Not me. I'm an expert. Don't smash the microphone. That's it.
Expensive equipment.
£10!
I meant to say that the thing... It's not just that. That it might... Our tables... The Death Star wouldn't really fit very well on our table.
It's not life-size.
I know, but it's still pretty big.
Imagine a life-size Lego Death Star.
That would be like the size of the room we're in right now. No, way bigger. It would be like the size of our house. Well, actually like 3 times.
I think the Death Star is meant to be bigger than our house.
Like 10 times.
The impression I get from the...
12 times.
Yes.
20 times or something like that.
I think it's meant to be like a planet, isn't it? That they invade and destroy. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about with regards to Star Wars?
It's good. The Lego... It's definitely good. It is good.
The game. Let's quickly talk about the game, because we haven't really mentioned it. I mentioned the films. But the game, yeah, plays really well. Each film or episode, quite quick to get through. If you want to mainline the story and just understand the story, if you are a young kid and you have never watched the Star Wars films, and they might be a bit too violent for you, just remember, play the Lego games. They only bleed money, and you can get through them in a couple of days, the whole game. Can't you, Brody?
Yeah.
And there's so many collectibles in this as well. So many characters to unlock. Yeah, great fun. I found it quite hard, actually, to get enough coins and bricks or whatever they are to actually buy characters. But I find that difficult in all Lego games. I don't understand why Lego do that. I suppose it's to make the game fun.
Some Lego games do have cheat codes, like Lego DC Supervillains.
I think this one does too.
Lego DC Supervillains has ones. I know this isn't Lego DC Supervillains, but they also have... cheat codes to get some characters. I used it.
Yeah, and I think this does too. I think you can use codes to unlock and things like that. So there's no problem there. But honestly, I mean, there's so many characters, you know, in regards to unlocking. You're spoiled for choice, even without the DLC characters. There's so many. You're like, oh, who do I want to be today? Oh, I want to be this version of Darth Vader.
No, this version... No, Anakin Skywalker, that would be. Because I wanted to be... the Anakin Skywalker all bashed up and stuff.
I mean, it wouldn't be fitting of me to not do this podcast today and do something, would it?
What do you mean by that?
I am your father.
Oh, remember the one time when your shirt folded it said, I am fat, when you were wearing that shirt?
Yeah, I mean, that's... very sad, isn't it?
But yeah, and he folded and said, I am fat. Remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Thank you for it. You remind me of that daily, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, this has been great, and I hope everybody has a great Star Wars weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Don't have nightmares. Do sleep well.
Game Select. Out.
Game Select, the Father and Son Podcast.